a lot of them have a stub at the bottom that you can't tell. You know, sometimes you got a stub in the water, that thing breaks, the water go down. You jump on that stub. You remember how y'all ride that stub with old man? Like, they been going out there fishing. And the old man couldn't see too good. He went straight on the stop. And that's... And she was scared. That thing went up, and then it sat back down like that. How you got out? You shuck it, eh? Shuck it loose.
In a boat.
Huh?
In a boat.
In a boat, yeah. And one time, they was fooling around that water. They had a... Was it a keg? A nail? Keg? A barrel or what?
Canyon, 50-pound canyon.
50-pound canyon, now what is it? They took the canyon, brought it to the bank. It had big, what was it, John?
Catfish.
In there. Well, all things like that. Well, that was good. Now, I didn't take that boy Patrick right back to our house. Well, I was a student. He called me. Come quick, come quick. Well, the store was open about that, but Michelle, I ain't coming over there. What's the matter? He said, man, he said, look at that catfish bit my finger. I said, bit your finger. And I closed the door, went around the other way, and went right away. Then you know what happened? When the water was up, they had a hole right in that bank. That catfish got in that bank. But big hole. And the water went down, well, that left a ridge. Couldn't get back over in the river. I took a spade and I cut that hole a little bigger. And I seen that catfish beard, as you call it, doing that. I said, why bit you? Well, you see, he put his finger down there, and that thing caught over to his finger. But he put his finger back, his skin, all this. So I took my daddy again, you know, right back here. 4.5 feet long, catfish. I said, you just looking and break your arm? Oh, yes. And something like that. And sometime, in the summertime, a buffalo would take a stop and slide right on the bank. And if you're around, you come around, that's the fish you got. That's right. I seen it myself. You know, the banks are slick. While the wave hit it and washed thing off with everything is clean, that buffalo would take a stop, come straight on the bank. You can't get back in the water. You jump already. You're there, you can catch it. Oh, man, that's something. Mm. Huh?
Now, you say them people would do what? They would die. They would...
They get on that spring boat, you know, that some of them break and run. Jump.
And dive?
Jump with the head down like that, yeah, in the water. But I don't like that.
You ever see anybody dive?
Oh, Lord, yes, indeed. People dive under that. You do. Fall yonder, you get up way over yonder. And go swim.
Yeah.
In fact, I seen a boy, no, that was a girl, in 1920, in the 20s, I don't know. They tie that child. She's 14 years old. Tie him down, hog down. They throw her overboard. That's a girl. Oh, that is Mr. Rotel. In about 15 feet water. That guy got out of that water just as easy. On time, I said, swim to the bank. Now, that's something I'd never seen before. She must have known what she was doing. I said, well, how in the world? Well, I don't know, it's a trick and everything, you know. She only tied herself and swam to the bank. Twice. And Mr. what hell into the place. And they had people on that bank like that. Man, them people pick up some money there for that child. God, I mean, they ain't got to come from Tennessee. You know, you used to have all them big rich people come there all the time.
Really?
And you talk about stuff. So I told Frank, I said, Frank, why don't you go out there and try that? He said, you can go out. You won't tie me down, throw me in the water. Lord have mercy.
Now, when they landed wrong, they said they did a what?
Huh?
They do a what when they landed on their stomach?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They just took and threw over. And she fell in that water. In about 5 minutes, she was out.
Yeah.
I don't see how she won't tie herself.
Any other games you used to play? Did you ever build a kind of put something on a stall and do that?